Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive audio description service for Left on 10th, an adaptation of Delia Ephron's best-selling memoir. Produced by Daryl Roth and directed by Susan Stroman, the show stars Juliana Margulies, Peter Gallagher, Peter Francis James, and Kate McCullough. Left on 10th runs for 100 minutes with no intermission. Synopsis. When she least expects it, Delia, beloved novelist and screenwriter of You've Got Mail, reconnects with a man from her past and falls into her own romantic comedy. What starts with an unlikely spark blossoms into a love story that seems to defy all odds in the face of life's challenges. Theater description. The James Earl Jones Theater has around 1,092 seats that span an orchestra, mezzanine, and balcony, with four box seats on each side of the mezzanine and balcony sections. The stage sits behind a proscenium arch. The interior of the theater is plush and ornate. On the ground level, there is a lobby with a concession stand, a merchandise stand, and a cabinet full of listening devices. Wheelchair-accessible bathrooms and accessible water fountains are located in the lower lobby, mezzanine, and balcony. Seating is accessible to the entire orchestra section. The mezzanine is accessible by elevator or up two flights of stairs. The balcony is accessible by elevator or up three flights of stairs. Character and costume descriptions. Delia, Juliana Margulies, age 58. Delia's style is urban and chic. She wears simple white blouses with black tailored dress slacks and low-heeled black patent leather shoes. At times, she layers a black cropped blazer over her blouse. At other times, she appears in a bright fuchsia blouse and a pale pink sweatsuit. Her black, medium-length hair is layered and coiffed. Peter Gallagher, age 69. Peter often appears in a blue button-down dress shirt tucked into gray pants with high-topped black leather shoes. At times, he layers a blazer over his shirt and a dark brown suede jacket. His gray hair is cut short and parted in an upward sweep. He carries a dark gray backpack. Both Delia and Peter break the fourth wall throughout the play and address the audience. Delia, in particular, switches between addressing the audience and interacting with Peter and the other characters. There are multiple supporting characters. The two actors playing them are of varying ages and ethnicities. An assortment of costumes, wigs, and accents help to distinguish them. Kate McCluggage, early 40s. When playing Dina, she wears a purple midi-length dress with a long blonde ponytail and a Dodgers baseball cap. As Dr. Robos, she dresses in a white lab coat, dress slacks, stiletto heels, and has a brown bob. As Jessie, she's in all black, with long wavy blonde hair and black-framed hipster glasses. When Julia, she appears in a tweed jacket with a long red scarf and straight red hair. For Alice, she wears glasses with brown pants and a tweed jacket and brown curls in a tight bun. For the other characters, she appears in various uniforms, street clothes, and a pink Western frontier dress. Peter Francis James, late 60s. As Mitch, he wears a pink button-down dress shirt and fitted gray pants. When Richard, he wears a brown cardigan and corduroys and walks with a cane. For Dr. VB, he wears a white lab coat and glasses. For additional characters, he appears in a variety of uniforms, street clothes, and a bright cowboy outfit. Besides the two leading and supporting actors, there is also an ensemble of non-speaking walk-on characters that appear in two of the hospital scenes. In addition to the human characters, there are two dogs that appear in the show. Honey. Honey is a small, grayish-black terrier with a wiry coat, pointy ears, and slender build. Charlie. Charlie is a small white and black dog with a wiry coat, floppy ears, and a thick, round torso. Set design. There is no curtain. When the audience takes their seats, they see the interior of a Greenwich Village apartment. Built-in bookcases line the back walls. The silver-gray walls arch and curve out to the sides. Books fill the shelves along with an assortment of odds and ends, small potted plants, dog toys, and photographs. Some books are perfectly stacked while others slant, giving the impression of a well-used library. There are two doors along the back and two alcove doors on each side. One of the side doors leads to an unseen bedroom. A narrow wooden desk stands on a sliding flat. A phone bill, cell phone, laptop, web camera, and pen jar sit on top. A low-backed swivel chair with a blue cushioned seat and floral print pillow sits behind the desk. A small waste paper basket stands beside it. There are no stationary set pieces. The walls turn and shift into various settings. Two sliding flats move furniture on and off stage. At times, the actors enter and exit on them. A projection screen fills the back wall behind the set and plays a prominent role. At the beginning of the show, a picturesque view of 10th Street appears. Trees rise above the brownstones and the low village landscape. Vibrant autumn leaves burst with color. The projections shift with each setting and passing season, the colors changing with every transition. In certain scenes, smaller projections will appear on the set. Lighting shifts often meld into one another, and there are no blackouts till the end of the play. These smooth transitions are mirrored in the staging, which is fluid and has a choreographed feeling. That's it for now. This pre-show program will repeat until the start of the play. If you are using a handheld device and have any questions or have any difficulty, please return to the representative in the lobby. Thank you, and enjoy Left on 10th.